It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. About to get into Joe's Need to Know News. And still, pork chop. No word back from Live the Web Girl. No response with a text. Okay. She's super late today. I think if she's not here by 7 something, we should probably call a boss or something. I mean, I'm not
really?
Yes.
Maybe not our boss yet, but maybe we could call like Jewel Daddy or boyfriend or something.
You got the number?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, I don't. All right, well, we'll try that. But let's get into Joe's Need to Know News. See what's going on. 5 police officers were shot in Southeast Houston on Monday afternoon while serving a warrant to suspected heroin dealers, while a 5th was injured at the scene. 2 officers were taken to a nearby hospital for treatment. 2 were in critical condition, and 2 suspects were killed in the incident. Here's some audio I got, and this is really powerful. I want you to listen to this. This is the union president, Joe, and I apologize if I'm saying the name wrong, Gamilia, on yesterday's shooting.
But now I want to speak on behalf of the 5,200 brave men and women of the Houston Police Department and the other 800,000 police officers that are working these streets every single day, putting their lives on the line. We are sick and tired of having targets on our back. We are sick and tired of having dirtbags trying to take our lives when all we're trying to do is protect this community and protect our families. Enough is enough. And if you're the ones that are out there spreading the rhetoric that police officers are the enemy, well, just know we've all got your number now. We're going to be keeping track of all of y'all, and we're going to make sure that we hold you accountable every time you stir the pot on our police officers. We've had enough, folks. We're out there doing our jobs every day, putting our lives on the line for our families. Enough is enough.
Thoughts and prayers going out to everybody out there, and hopefully all those officers will be able to make a recovery.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said that better myself. That was absolutely amazing. He said everything that needed to be said, and I hope people remember that, and I hope that next time you see a police officer out and about, you thank him or her.
About 75% of the population in the continental U.S. is going to suffer below freezing temperatures this week. This is absolutely insane. Across the Midwest and Great Lakes, the brutal cold will likely shatter dozens of records between today through Thursday. Temperatures are going to go all the way down to 20 to 40 degrees below zero.
Nope.
Oh my gosh, I already feel the frostbite.
Wait, is that with wind chill or without wind chill?
With wind chill, but okay. It's gonna, dude, what do you mean? Like there's not that cold? It's freezing.
I've experienced that before. You know what happens? The inside of your nose starts to like harden and crystallize.
Ew!
Yeah, and then I started thinking like, oh my gosh, do your eyeballs freeze? And I figured out that they're so far in your head that they won't.
That's sick.
But yeah, the inside of your nose, the mucous membrane lining, make sure you sniffle real hard, break the ice.
Sniffle real hard, sniffle real hard.
All right, thank you for that update right there. And all about 220 million people, this is how big it will be, will have to deal with the freezing temperatures this week, so be safe out there. Oh my gosh, I think I kind of understand why my wife's paranoid of going into elevators. This story coming out of Manhattan makes me want to just puke. Like, I couldn't imagine being in the situation. A woman who worked at a house or a residence in Manhattan was trapped in the townhouse's elevator from Friday night until the owners returned home yesterday morning. Let me repeat.
You're joking.
Friday night till yesterday morning.
3 days?
3 days, Alex. Stuck in there. She didn't have her phone when she went to the elevator, kind of like just cleaning up the house. The fire department showed up at the townhouse around 10 o'clock yesterday morning and forced open the doors of the elevator. It was stuck between the second and third floor of the townhouse. The 53-year-old woman was taken to the hospital, and she is in stable condition. The city department of buildings now has to figure out what exactly went wrong, since there's no issues with the elevator during the last inspection, which happened in July. So it seems like it's in regular maintenance, but they're like, we don't know what happened. Some are wondering if the elevator had an emergency call button or a telephone inside, because if it did, like, why didn't she call?
Right, that's what I'm wondering.
The home is owned by a billionaire investor Warren Stevens and his wife, so I guess that is just their actual whole place. They just have a huge townhouse with an elevator, but oh my god, could you imagine?
No, I wonder if she established a pee corner like Dwight Schrute would say.
I was just thinking that.
Oh my god, but even if you do, still,
yeah,
sitting
what would you
in that
eat?
You can't eat
your own
anything,
body, like, I assume,
no.
Right? Like, how many days in do you start eating fingers?
No. In the Bible, didn't, like, Jesus fast for 40 days or something?
That's
yeah,
Jesus,
that's
poor
Jesus.
Child.
I don't know.
You're not Jesus. I'm not Jesus. I'm Jose.
I don't know.
Dude, I can't go 3 hours, let alone 3 days. So it's a miracle. But hopefully she's going to be okay, too. And finally, You got to see photos of this. I think I'm going to put it up. I'm just going to tweet it out. I'll retweet it on the Joe and Alex show, but I'll put it on mine, Joe Pesh Radio. It's sold out, but Reynolds Wrap unveiled something called the Hunger Harness. Did you guys see this thing yet?
What is that?
It looks amazing. Alex, you're going to want the Hunger Harness. I'm going to want the Hunger Harness. It's a, basically a human feeding bag. It's a silver harness you wear with several insulated pockets for keeping different snacks warm.
Oh, yes.
So like they had one like where there's like wings all over the chest. It's just like almost like a big apron that you wear, but it keeps it heated up. Like that's what you need for when you're watching the Super Bowl.
100%. That's a genius idea, or a road trip or whatever.
I was going to say road trip. When you like to watch Netflix all the time, you say you stay on the couch like a sloth or your bed.
Yep.
Perfect. It's right there. It's warm. Could you imagine having wings toasty like a 4-hour binge?
Wow.
Oh my God. I'm getting hungry just thinking about that. So that's Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.